This is a Gathering History Project podcast recorded in the Louth County Museum in Dundalk, Ireland. I'm delighted to welcome to the Gathering History Project down here in the Dundalk Museum, Rosemary Martin. Rosemary is, of course, a sister of Joe Martin. Rosemary, you're very, very welcome.
Thank you, Harry. I'm delighted to be here.
Now, this is the second time that I've done an interview with you.
That's right.
And the main reason we're doing it this morning is just your home, and it is the gathering year, which is very popular in the country at the moment. And you, of course, we have to tell everybody, are a nun. Now, let's forget about the nun part just for a second,
right,
and we'll move back to Dundalk. Can you tell me exactly when and where in Dundalk you were born?
Oh, I was born in Dublin Street, number 3 Dublin Street, in the year 1st of June, 1933. And I was there for 4 or 5 years when we moved to Ann Street. And from Ann Street then, that's where I stayed until I left to go to the convent.
Now, number 3 Dublin Street, of course,
yes.
We'll explain to people where that is, because people wouldn't have a clue where it is. But would I be right in saying there's a wee post office up there near that's roughly where you're...
Yeah, it's next door.
And can you remember that?
I can remember the house. It was a beautiful house. I remember we had a lovely back garden, and it was a beautiful home. I loved it very much.
That was before the Dundalk Shopping Centre, of course, came.
That's right. It was, and people were so friendly. Oh, it was wonderful. I'd go into McAvoy's next door, and I'd go in there, and we'd have a great chat. And Miss Halton across the road, she was a music teacher, and we'd watch her saying goodbye to all our pupils every month. Goodbye now, goodbye, see you again. You know, and it was very nice. And Devlin's were there. Well, a lot of people.
Do you know, those names are all coming back to me now. Yeah. All of those brilliant names. Ms. McAvoy, of course, midwife. She was a midwife.
That's right. Nurse. She was a nurse.
Yes.
Yeah.
And do you know why did the family move from there to Ann Street?
I think it's because Uncle John, he owned the house. My grandfather left it to the son, and then he came back from America. And then my mother decided that she'd move from the house and let him have it, and she went over to Ann Street. My father was a barber, you see, and he worked in Ann Street. So she went over there to keep an eye on him, I'm sure. So that's why we left there. And went
now,
over to
you went to the Friary School.
We went to the Friary School,
what's
yes.
What's your memories of the Friary?
Oh, I like the memories of the Friary would be that the teachers were very, very exacting. They were disciplined, and you had to do exactly as you were told.
They were hard.
They were hard. Some of them were hard, yes. Miss McCann, I like Miss McCann. And to this day, when I go to the Friary church for mass in the mornings, and she always sat on the right hand side on the third pre-jew, and she used to tell us, sit up straight, reverence for the Eucharist, reverence for the sacrament, and we had to be very quiet and still. The memory I have of the Friary church is that we had mass every Sunday for 9 o'clock mass for the children, the girls on the right hand and the boys on the left hand, and we had special hymns. We had our own special hymns that we sang during Mass, and it brought us all together, and the teachers were very exacting. They remind us that we were in the presence of God in the church, and we couldn't speak. We had to keep silence, and I think it was a great discipline for all of us.
You mentioned there, Rosemary, about Miss McCann sitting in a particular seat.
Yes.
That was the done thing then, because my own mother, Lord of Mercy, she sat on the opposite side, the left-hand side,
yeah,
up at the altar, the third row from the front.
Yes.
And we always knew if we were looking for her, that we would go in, and she wouldn't go anywhere else.
No, she
got quite annoyed, actually, yes, if somebody was in her seat.
Yeah, yes. Well, Miss McCann, even after I left, when I'd come home from America, before she died, and in fact, you know, Miss McCann lived in my grandfather's home. Home in 26 Vincent Avenue when my grandfather died.
Oh, I never knew that.
Oh yeah, 26 Vincent Avenue. And in fact, Josephine, Lord of Mercy, she died a few years ago, when I was a nun, I used to go every time I came home from America, I'd go round to see Josephine and she'd have a cup of tea for me. Yeah, and the last time I was home, she was in Rosemary, I'm getting the whole house renovated, and she took me outside, and I remember there used to be an apple tree out there, and the apple tree was still there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The apples, we used to collect, in grandfather, we'd go to the grandfather, and we'd collect the apples, wrap them in newspaper, and store them in a box. That just came to mind now. And we store them to preserve the apples.
Does, when we start talking like this, about, does it all come back to you?
It's just coming back now to me, you know.
Now, when you went through the Friary School, of course, yes. And where did you go after? Did you go to secondary school?
I left school when I was 14. And, we were poor. My mother hadn't much money. And I really wasn't as smart as Joe and Kitty at school. The teachers would say, oh, you'll never be like your sister Kitty and Joe.
Did you get that all the time?
Yeah.
And Joe, you still do?
I still do. And Joe was famous, you know, in the football and all that stuff. So I left when I was 14. I was 14 on the 1st of June, and I left on the 10th of June, and I went to the linen factory for a while in New Street for a few weeks with Margaret Mackin. And every morning I'd call on Margaret, and she'd always be late, and I have to wait for her to go to work. And then I got into Hallidays.
And did you like that kind of work, Robert?
Oh yeah, I loved Hallidays.
And what did you do in it?
I had done something with the shoes, the soles of the shoes. But I worked extra time. I got extra money, see, because I was a good worker. And we used to we'd sing during. It was great. We had singing and everything as we worked. And there was a lovely group of people there. You know, and it was after the war, and I remember the war times, you know, we were poor and the sugar ration, tea ration and all that. I remember, I know where I came from, so it was a good experience.
When you got your wages, did you take them straight up and give them to your mum?
Oh, well, I'd give some of my money to my mother, but then I'd go round to the post office, I had a little book, and I'd save my money. I wasn't one for spending, I'd save it. Like even for Joe, like he was always busy going someplace, and I'd have to clean his shoes for him, polish his shoes and shine them. But I always got 2 and 6 pence off him, and I'd keep that then, you see.
So you were a good saver, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, always save. Yeah. I don't spend money. I'm not a spender for myself. I save my money, yeah. I always save my money, yes.
How long did you stay in the factory?
Two years. It was 2 years. And when I was leaving, I got a watch. From the staff, I got a beautiful watch, and I still have that watch, and it's still going. That's over 64 years ago. It's still, and I got it in Duffner's. They got it from Duffner's,
and they're still there.
Yeah. And I went down to Duffner's last year because it was kind of slowing down a bit, and they repaired it for me, and they didn't charge me.
That was nice.
I told them I had this watch for 64 years, and they were very nice, gave it to me, fixed it for no charge.
Now, during them 2 years that you stayed in the factory, did you go to dances and stuff like that?
I used to go down to the Gaelic League here and dance once. I wasn't much not too many dances, you know. I was more on going to the novenas.
So even at that time, Rosemary, were you inclined to be, for want of a better word, a wee bit more religious than most of the girls you were knocking around?
I would. I'd go to Monday night to St. Patrick's, Wednesday night to St. Malachy's Church, then down and Redemptorist on a Saturday night.
And would your friends know you were doing this?
Oh, yeah, I'd go with another friend, you know, two of us would go. And then we might go to the pictures. I love them, as they call them, movies. I love the movie Park Street. I'd love to go to Park Street. And Christabel Williams would be with me. And Christabel used to say, oh, Rosemary, you had more money than I had. I was out the other day for lunch with her. She said, I had 2 and 6 pence, and I only used to get a shilling, she said. And you'd buy the sweets. We'd go to Haverns for the quarter pound of chocolate, and we thought we were in heaven getting candy, sweets. Yeah. We call it candy in America. And we'd go to the pictures, and we used to go to the pictures then, I was kind of a normal person. I'd go to the football, you know, the soccer football.
What about, would you have any interest in boys or anything at that time?
No, Joe's low. When my vocation came, I was thinking, I saw this song of Bernadette at one of the movies in Park Street. And it was Bernadette, when I saw her cleaning the floor. She was washing the floor